वागर्थाविव संपृक्तौ वागर्थ प्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वंदे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ गतवर्गे वयं परिचयः कथं करणीयः इति अपठाम। अद्य पुनः एकवारं पठाम। मम नाम चिन्मयी। मम नाम चिन्मयी। भवतः नाम किम्? भवतः नाम किम् मीन्स् वट् इस् योर् नेम्, बट् फोर् मेल्स्। पुरुषः अस्ति चेत् भवतः नाम किम् इति पृच्छामः। महिला अस्ति चेत् भवत्याः नाम किम् इति पृच्छामः। Did anyone have any questions about this slide? If so, please raise your hand. Okay. Trini lingani. Trini lingani. The three genders. Pumlingam. Pumlingam is masculine. Strilingam. Strilingam means feminine. Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam means neutral. Just because I said male and female does not mean that it's only for people. Vrikshaha means tree. Vrikshaha is a pumlinga padam. It's a male word, masculine word. Okay? Syutaha is a pumlinga word. And it means bag. Ramaha is also a pumlinga word. Well, it's a name. And that's also a pumlinga word. Strilingam. Nadi means river. That's a strilinga word. Parvati means, it's a name. And that's also a strilinga word. Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam. Pustakam means book. That is a napumsakalinga word. Mitram means friend. That is also a napumsakalinga word. For this level, let's just assume that all the words ending with the aha, so vrukshaha ramaha, are pumlinga words. So vrukshaha ramaha syutaha. Okay? Krishnaha. Those are pumlinga words. And we'll assume that all the strilinga words end with e or a. Nadi means river. That's a strilinga word. Lata means vine. That is also a strilinga word. And let's assume that napumsakalinga words end with a m. So pustakam is a napumsakalinga word. It means book. Mitram is a napumsakalinga word. It means friend. Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, let's move on. And this will change later, but for the next few months, let this be so. Let what I just said, you know, let that be what we know. So if it ends with aha, it's a pumlinga word. If it ends with a or e, it's a strilinga word. And if it ends with it's a napumsakalinga word. Pumlingam. Pumlingam. Pumlingam means male. Saha. Saha means he. He or that. Because yutaha, you don't say he bad, you say that bad, right? So he or that. Saha means he or that when he's far away. Eshaha and ayam. They also mean he, but they mean this. So he and this when they're close by. Eshaha and ayam both mean the same thing. You can choose and it's up to your choice what you want to say. So saha means he when he's far away. Eshaha and ayam means here he when he's nearby. And kaha. Kaha means who. Kaha means who for male. So kaha means who. And of course, it can also mean what. Now, let's do abhyasam kurmaha. Let us practice. Let's do practice. Abhyasaha. Ayam athava esha. Ayam kaha. Eshaha kaha. And we said that he was Suryaha, right? Ayam Suryaha. Eshaha Suryaha. Okay. Does anyone want to do this example? If so, please raise your hand.
Me.
Who was that?
Rishi.
Oh, Rishi. Okay. Hi, Rishi. Do you want to do this one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So, what's the question for this picture?
Eshaha kaha.
Eshaha kaha. Very good, Rishi. Now, what would be the answer?
Eshaha ramaha.
Eshaha ramaha. Very good. Very good. Do you want to do the next one as well, Rishi?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saha kaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha nripaha.
Nripaha. And what does nripaha mean, Rishi?
King.
King? Good job. Saha nripaha. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Rishi. Now, does anyone else want to say it? Now that you know how the practice can be like?
Me. I want to do.
Who is that?
Me. Aditi.
Aditi? Okay. Okay, Aditi. Thank you. 1 minute. So, what's the question for this picture?
I am Syutaha. Eshaha Syutaha.
I am Syutaha, yes. But the question would be, I am Kaha. You're asking, who is he or what is this? I am Kaha. Then the answer would be what you said. I am Syutaha. Eshaha Syutaha. Okay? Do you want to do the next one as well, Aditi? Okay. Does anyone want to do this example?
Please.
I would like to do it.
Okay. Who's talking?
Shobana. Shobana.
Shobana Mahodaya. Okay.
Saha kaha.
Saha kaha.
Saha nirdhanaha.
Nirdhanaha. And what does nirthanaha mean, Shobana?
Beggar?
Not a beggar, a poor person.
A poor person, okay.
Poor person, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to do the next one as well?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha balakaha.
Balakaha, good job. And balakaha means?
Boy.
Boy. Okay. Who wants to do this example?
Me. I can do it.
Who is this?
Radhika.
Okay. What is the question for this picture?
Eshaha kaha.
एषः कः एंड द आंसर एषः
बिडालः
बिडालः चब एंड बिडालः मींस
कैट
कैट ओके कैन यू डू दिस एग्जांपल फॉर
कैन आई
डू
या
कैन आई ट्राई
ओके
कैन आई डू इट
Who is talking?
Can I do this example?
Yes, but who is the one talking?
Akuti.
Akuti. Okay. Okay. So you do this one.
I am kaha. I am kataha.
Very good. Do you want to do the next one as well?
Okay. Saha kaha. Saha parvat. Parvataha.
Parvataha. Okay. And Parvataha means?
Mountain.
Mountain, yes. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about this? No? Okay. Sridharan Mahoday, you're raising your hand. If you can unmute yourselves, you can.
Okay, okay. I just now joined, so I raised my hand. I'll unmute.
Okay. Who wants to do this example?
Can we try?
Who is this?
Vidya Shankar.
Okay. This example. नेक्स्ट टू एग्जांपल्स यू कैन गेट
सो एषः कः एषः कः एषः रथः
रथः ओके रथः मीन्स
चैरियट
चैरियट एषः
कः न चैरियट
Okay. Vihan, do you want to do the next one as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Saha kaha. Saha vidyutlapaha.
Vidyutlapaha. Okay. And what does vidyutlapaha mean?
Light bulb?
Light bulb or electric light? Okay. Okay, Vidya Shankar Mahoday, do you want to do this one?
Yeah.
I am Kaha. I am Chatraha.
Yes. Chatraha means?
Student.
Chatraha.
Kaha means?
Oh, who? Who or what?
Who or what?
I am Kaha.
Yeah. Do you want to do the next one as well?
Yeshaha.
Saha.
Ah, sorry. Saha, Kaha.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Is it adhyapakah or adhyapaka?
Adhyapakah.
Adhyapakah. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Adhyapakah means a teacher, is it?
Yes, it means teacher.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Who wants to do this one? Please raise your hand if you.
I can't see the next slide.
I didn't go to the next slide. So here, now can you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Do you want to do it? Yeah. Yes, you can do it.
Okay. Saha kaha. Saha.
தெரியுது என்ன தெரியுது சஹ கஹ அவன் யார் சஹன்னா அவன் பண்ண அவர் யார்
சஹ விருத்தஹ
சஹ
விருத்தஹ
விருத்தஹ மீன்ஸ் ஓல்ட் மேன் சஹ விருத்தஹ
சஹ மனே சஹ மீன்ஸ்
சஹ மீன்ஸ் ஹீ வென் ஹீ இஸ் ஃபார் அவே ரைட் ஹீ ஆர் வாட்
யா
யா
Oh. He for not like Hindi. Vahna, vah means life, full lifeless also. Live a life. In English, in Sanskrit, saha means for only for living or non-living, both.
No, non-living, remember? Saha Syuta oh. means that bag. Saha Ramaha means he Ramaha.
Saha Vriksha Mane? Saha Vriksha means?
That
is tree, yeah.
That tree.
That, both like Hindi itself. Okay. Of course
and it is here. Saha Ramaha would be that Ramaha, but it's for living.
That is for?
Living. Living and non-living, both.
Oh, both. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Would you like to do this one as well? This example as well?
Mayuraha. Saha Mayuraha.
This picture means close by. So, now what will it do?
What's your question?
Remember
saha,
when...
Saha kya hai ya? Saha? Saha?
So this picture means I am or Eshaha because it's close by to the Mayuraha. So the question would be Eshaha Kaha? And the answer would be Eshaha Mayuraha.
Oh, Eshaha Mane I am.
Yes, Eshaha and I am both mean the same thing.
Okay. Eshaha Mayuraha. I am. Okay.
Okay.
Now only come now only part your this thing. This is my first class. Okay. Good. First, namaskaram.
Yes. Thank you. Who wants to do it now? Is there? Who's that?
Hema.
Okay. Hema Mahodaya. Okay.
Saha kaha. Saha vagraha.
Vyagraha. Vyagraha.
Vyagraha.
Yes. Gha. Vyagraha.
Vyagraha.
Yes. Can you please repeat the question that you said before, Saha Vyagraha?
Saha Kaha.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. Vyagraha. Do you want to do this one as well, Mahodaya?
Yes. Saha Kaha. Saha vanaraha.
Saha vanaraha. Good job. And vanaraha means?
Monkey.
Monkey. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Who wants to do this one? Please raise your hand.
Can I do it?
Who's this?
Akuti.
Akuti? Okay. Akuti? Okay, yeah, you can do it.
I am Kaha. I am Prakoshtaha.
Very good. Akuti?
Saha Kaha. Saha Vrikshaha.
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 Vrikshaha. Thank you, Akuti.
I am raising my hand.
Who? Oh, okay. Yeah. Rishi, do you have a question? You're raising your hand?
Yeah. Are there any exceptions for neuter gender and three lingam and pur lingam?
Can you please repeat your question? I couldn't hear it.
Are there any exceptions in the lingam, like nakunsaka lingam or stri lingam or pull lingam? Spaniam, what is spaniam? Is it akunsaka lingam?
Oh, okay. What was your last sentence?
What is paniam? Is it nakunsaka lingam?
Paniam. Paniam. What does that mean?
Water.
Oh, okay. Paniam. Yes, that would be napumsaka lingam. Paniam or jalam. Both napumsaka lingam.
Okay.
Hema Mahodaya, do you have a question? You're raising your hand?
No, I finished. I wanted to try. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try. Can we try? Yeah, this is Surya Rajan.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you repeat the question, Surya?
Saha kaha. Saha makaraha.
Saha makaraha. Okay.
Makaraha means?
Crocodile.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Punaha abhyasaha. We're going to do the same thing. Okay? And they're the same words. But this time, I won't show you what each picture is like, you know, word would be. So let's say there's a picture of a tree. I won't write beside it that there's vrikshaha. Okay? You need to remember the words and this time say it.
Can I try?
Okay. Who's saying this?
Aditi.
Akuti.
Okay. Aditi, you can go first. Then Akuti, you can go second. Okay.
I am Suryaha.
Good job. Okay. Do you want to do this one as well?
No.
No? Okay. Akuti? Okay.
Saha kaha, saha nirtanaha.
Okay.
Can I try?
Akuti? Is this Akuti speaking?
No.
No? Okay. Akuti, we'll do two more, then you can try, okay?
Okay.
Akuti?
I don't know what you say for king.
King is nrupaha. Nrupaha.
Saha kaha. Saha nrupaha.
Nrupaha. Okay. Good job. Okay.
I am kaha. I am ramaha.
Okay. Good job. Thank you, Akuti. Or this is Aditi, right?
Can I try?
Who's talking?
Srishti.
Can I try?
You can go after. Is your name Srishti? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. You can go after Srishti.
I am Kaha. I am Syutaha. I am Kaha. I am Chachatra.
Chatraha. Okay.
Chatraha.
Oh, no, this is Balakaha.
No, that's Balakaha. Balakaha.
Balakaha is boy. Okay.
Can I go?
First we'll let Srishti do one more, then you can go.
Saha kaha. Saha.
Parvataha.
Parvataha.
Parvataha means mountain.
Mountain.
Saha parvataha.
Okay.
Okay. Now who wanted to go?
Can I try?
Who's Vihan. Okay, Vihan.
Eshaha kaha. Eshaha bidalaha.
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 Bidalaha. Chal. Vihan, can you do two more?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha rataha.
Rataha.
And the rataha means chariot. Okay.
Gataha.
You were on mute for some of the sentence. Can you please repeat that?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha ghataha.
Yes. Ghataha. Okay, now who wanted to go?
Me.
Me? Okay, who's me? Who's saying this? Freya. Okay.
Saha kaha, saha. I don't remember.
Saha?
I know.
Saha.
Mm-hmm. Saha.
Vrittaha.
Vrittaha.
And vrittaha means old man. Vrittaha. Okay.
Saha. Saha. Saha.
Saha vidyut deepaha. Vidyut
deepaha. Vidyut deepaha.
Vidyut deepaha. Okay, and Shreya, one more, please.
I am kaha. I am mayuraha.
Mayuraha. Okay, I am mayuraha. Thank you, Shreya. Okay, now who wants to say this? Oh,
can I take a turn?
Janani.
Okay. This is Janani.
Okay.
Yeshaha kaha, yeshaha chatraha.
Yes.
What is chatraha?
Student.
Very good. But remember it's eshaha, not yeshaha. No, like, you know, ya. Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Yeshaha chatraha. Okay.
Adhyapakah. Saha.
Saha. Saha kaha. Saha adhyapakah.
Adhyapakah. And adhyapakah means?
Teacher.
Teacher. Good job. One more, please.
One more?
Yeah.
Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha. I don't know what a room means.
Prakoshte.
Prakoshtaha.
Prakoshtaha.
Yeshaha
prakoshtaha.
Prakoshtaha. Good job. Okay. Okay. Who wants to do this one? Please raise your hand if you want to do this one.
And I will do that.
Can we do?
Okay.
Yeah, unmute my idea.
Me or somebody else? Vidya Shankar?
Yes, Vidya Shankar Mahodaya.
Okay. Want to try? Saha?
Yeah.
Saha kaha. Saha. Vyagraha.
Vyagraha. Good job. And Vyagraha means?
A tiger.
Tiger. Can you do this?
Saha. You want to try this, Sahana? Saha kaha. Saha Vanaraha.
Vanaraha.
Is this the way we should remember for each one, what is the word and remember it? Or is there a way where we could kind of understand that?
I mean, right now, we just have two goals in this exercise. One, to get familiar with Ayam, Eshaha, Saha, and Kaha. And the other, the reason I didn't put the words is just so, you know, we can expand our vocabulary, learn new words.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Vidya Shankar Mahodaya, did you
know? Yeah. Saha kaha, saha mayuraha, makaraha.
Makaraha.
Makaraha. Okay.
What is that? How many
of these? Saha kaha, saha vrikshaha.
And the other idea is to ensure that you remember whether it's a purusha word or a strilinga word. Okay.
What does it mean?
Okay, sorry, can you repeat that, please?
Okay, yes. The idea of this exercise is to know whether it's a pumlinga word or a strilinga word. Right now, what we're reviewing is all pumlinga words. They're all pumlinga words.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Because they all in that aha, right? Prakshaha, nrupaha.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sridharan Mahodaya, do you want to do the next one?
Yes, I would like to.
Next one will be Napumsakalinga. So let's go over this, then you can do the next one. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam means neutral, the neutral gender. Tat. Tat means that when it's far away. Tat means that when it's far away. Etat means this when it's nearby. Etat means this when it's nearby. Idam also means this when it's nearby. Again, between etat and idam, you can choose which one you want to say. There's no rule that you have to say one of them. Kim. Kim means what? When it's neutral. So tat, etat or idam, and kim, what? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just like we say eshaha or ayam, for pumlinga, we use etat and idam for napumsakalinga.
Hmm.
Okay? And just like we use saha for pumlinga, tat is used for napumsakalinga.
Okay.
But just remember that esha is used for pumlinga and etat for napumsakalinga.
Okay.
And etat and tat and idam and kim, they are only used for napumsakalinga words. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Now, I'll do this example, then you can do the next. Idam kim. Etat kim. Etat pustakam. Idam pustakam. Now, pustakam means book. Okay? Idam pustakam. Etat pustakam. Okay. Sridharan Mahodaya, will you do this one?
Idam kim. Idam penakam.
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 And what is penakam?
Soap.
Soap. Okay. Can you do this one, Sal Mahodaya?
Etat kim. Etat vyanjanam. Vyajanam. Vyajanam.
Etat.
That's fan.
Yes. Etat vyajanam. Sal Mahodaya. And can you do this one?
Etat kim? Etat vimanam.
Vimanam.
Yeah, etat, aeroplane.
Yes, etat vimanam. Okay. Thank you, Mahadev. Now,
thank you.
Who wants to do the next one?
Me.
Me?
Can I do it?
Okay, Rishi. Who wants to do?
Aditi.
Aditi? Okay, Aditi, can you go after Rishi?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, thank you.
Etat kim? Etat dwaram.
Yes. Etat dwaram. And dwaram means?
Door.
Door. Good job. Dwaram. Sure. Okay, next. Okay. And just as a review, tat nagaram, right? Okay, so can you say?
Tat kim tat nagaram.
Good job, Rishi. Very good job. Okay. Okay, can you do this one?
Yeah. Etat kim etat bhojanam.
Bhojanam. Good job. Etat kim etat bhojanam. Bhojanam means food.
Food.
Food. Okay, now who wants to do it?
Aditi.
Aditi, okay. Thank you, Aditi. Aditi, you can start.
Idam kim? Idam vat ayanam.
Vatayanam.
Vatayanam.
Vatayanam means?
No.
Vatayana means window. Okay. So, idam vatayanam. Okay, can you do the next one as well?
Idam kim idam parnam.
Parnam. Parnam. Parnam. Idam. Paranam. Okay. Can you do this one? Okay. Shobhana Mahodaya, would you like to do this one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Tat kim tat sanganakam.
Sanganakam. Good. And sanganakam means?
Laptop.
Laptop.
Tat kim tat netram.
Tat netram. Good choice.
Netram, eyes.
Yes, eyes.
Tat kim tat kutumbam.
Kutumbam. Kutumbam means?
Family.
Family. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mahodaya.
Can I go next?
Oh, yes.
Can I go next?
Can
I go next?
One minute.
Can I go next?
Okay, 1 minute, please, everyone. Okay. Vihan, you can go next. After that, you know, we'll see who will go next after that, okay?
Okay, so etat kim etat pushpam.
Good job. And pushpam means
flower.
Flower.
Okay. Tat kim tat graham.
Graham. Graham.
Graham.
Graham. Graham. Graham. Okay, one more.
Okay. Etat Kim. Etat Yutakam.
Yutakam. Yutakam means?
T-shirt.
T-shirt, okay. Yutakam.
Can I go next? Can I go?
1 minute.
Can I go next?
Okay, 1 minute. Please, everyone, 1 minute. There. 1 minute. Who asked? Can I go next? One of you. Srishti? Okay. Srishti, you can do 3. Then Vidya Shankar Mahadeya, did you ask? You can say it after Srishti.
Yeah, can but I have a question on the previous slide.
Huh?
I have a question on the previous slide.
Okay.
So this means t-shirt or any shirt?
Shirt.
Yutakam.
Yeah, yutakam means shirt.
Okay, so then, so generally we say vastram, right? So what is the difference then?
Vastram is clothes, like, you know, cloth.
Anything, is it?
Yeah, clothes. Yutakam is shirt, like only shirt.
Specifically shirt, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you, Mahadev. Okay. Okay, Srikhi, did you want to say this?
Tat kandukam.
Yes, and what's the question for that?
Tat kim tat kandukam.
Good job. And kandukam means?
Ball.
Ball.
Wait, does it mean soccer ball or just a ball?
It means any ball.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Tat nanakam.
Tat nanakam. But you also have to say the question.
Tat kim. Tat nanakam.
Tat nanakam. Okay. Very good. And nanakam means?
Coin.
Coin. Good job. Okay. One more.
Tat kim tat. Amrafalam.
Amrafalam. Not fa. In the pasha, there's no fa. It's pa. Amrafalam.
Okay.
Amrafalam. Good job. Okay. Now.
These.
Huh?
Can I do this?
Okay. Yes, you can do this.
Etat kim, etat jalam.
Etat jalam. Etat jalam. Jalam means?
Water.
Water, yes.
Tat kim, tat vanam.
Tat vanam. Very good. Vanam means?
Forest.
Forest.
Tat kim, tat. Kankatam.
Kankatam. Kankatam. Kankatam means comb. Okay. Thank you, Akuti. Now, Punaha Abhyasaha. We're going to do the same thing that we did for Pumlingam. So it's going to be the same words, same slides. Only this time, there won't be the meaning for each word. Who wants to do this first? Please raise your hand.
Can I?
Yeah, can we?
Right? Can I?
Vidya Shankar?
Okay.
Can I?
Okay. 1 minute. Shrira Mahadeya, you can go first. Then Rishi, you can go next, okay? And then Akuti, you'll go after. And then Vidya Shankar Mahadeya.
Pushpam.
Can you please repeat that? I can't hear you.
Tat kim tat pushpam.
It's etat because it's closer. Remember etat.
Etat kim? Etat pushpam.
Etat pushpam. Okay. Okay. Can you do this one as well, Shrira Mahadeya?
Etat kim? Etat ratanam. Sorry.
Vyajanam.
Ratanam.
Vyajanam. Okay. Mahadeya. And one more Mahadeya.
Etat kim?
Etat kim, yes.
Etat himam.
Etat jalam.
Jalam.
Jalam means water. Okay. Etat jalam. Okay. Okay, Rishi, are you going after this?
Yes.
Okay.
Etat kim? Etat vimanam.
Etat vimanam. Good job. Okay. Can you do this one as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tat kim? Tat kudu. Kutumbam.
Kutumbam. Kutumbam means?
Family.
Family. Okay. One more, Rishi?
Yeah. Etat kim? Etat.
Etat dvaram.
Dvaram.
Dvaram means door.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
So dvaram is door.
Yes.
Hole is also dvaram, is it?
Hole?
Generally a hole. I don't know.
Holes. Yeah, hole isn't dvaram. No.
Okay.
Okay. Now Akuti, are you going? Are you going to say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Etat kim? Etat pranam.
Paranam. Paranam means leaf. Etat paranam. Okay, sorry.
Tat kim? Tat sanganakam.
Tat sanganakam. Good job.
I don't know what window means.
Vatayanam.
Etat kim? Etat vatayanam.
Good job, Akuti. Okay, Vidya Shankar Mahadeya.
Etat kim? Etat netram.
This is tat.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, tat kim? Tat netram.
Tat netram.
Netram.
Tat netram. Which
one is that? Tat kim? Tat vastram. Oh, varanapa.
This is yutakam. Yutakam means shirt, and this picture indicates etat or idam. So, okay.
Window one, but there is
idam.
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 Yutakam. Oh, yutakam is
okay.
Etat kim? Etat griham.
Griham. This is tat. Tat griham. One more.
Who's going next?
Who's going next?
Me.
Who?
I'm going. Can I go next?
Can Janani or
Sena?
Yeah, okay. Rishi, why don't you let Janani go? Then you can go, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Sena, come.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One minute. Can everyone talking mute themselves?
Yetat kim, yetat pinakam.
Pinakam.
Okay. Pinakam.
Tat kim.
Tat kim.
Tat nanakam.
Tat nanakam.
Nanakam.
Can I try?
I have one question on the previous slide.
Can I try this one?
One minute. Someone had a question and now
I had a question on the previous slide.
Uh-huh. What is
your Can you go to the previous slide?
Yes.
Please.
Yes, I went to the previous slide. Mahodaya?
Okay, so is this Nanakah or Nanakam?
Nanakam. These are Napumsakalinga words, which means that they all end in N, like Pushpam, Nanakam, Yutakam. All the Pumlinga words end in Aha, like Vrikshaha, Syutaha, Ramaha, like that, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
okay, got it, thanks.
And sorry, but it's Nanakam, Nanakam, okay? This was a typo over here. Nanakam.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Can I try?
Okay.
Tat kanduk, tat kim, tat kandukam.
Good job.
Tat kim, tat nagaram.
Nagaram. Okay. One more, Srishti.
Okay. Etat kim, etat bhojanam.
Bhojanam. Bhojanam.
Bhojanam.
Bhojanam. Okay, thank you, Srishti. Now, who wants to say it now? Oh, Sridharan Mahodaya, do you want to say it now?
Oh, yeah.
You're on mute, Mahodaya.
Kankatam. Tat kim tat kankatam.
Yes.
Gee, I have doubt.
Yes. What's your doubt?
Yeah. Some places for im, you are putting a dot on the top. Sometimes we are writing ma with a line at the bottom.
Okay.
How to different, when to use that? Is there any?
When it's the end of a sentence, you put the line on the bottom. And when the next word, the beginning of the next word is a vowel, you put the line in the bottom. Okay?
Come back again, please.
Okay. So here, let's look at this example. Over here, pustakam is at the end of the sentence.
Okay. Right?
That's why there's the line on the bottom.
Okay.
Like you said. But sometimes, it isn't in the, you know, it's in the middle of the sentence,
And the okay. word after, it's a vowel. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
And that's when you have the dot. If the word is in the middle of the sentence and there's a... No. Yeah, when the word is in the middle of the sentence and there's a vowel, there's the line. When the word's in the middle of the sentence and there's a consonant, there's the dot on top.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Who wants to go next?
Can I go next?
Okay, yes.
Okay. So, tat kim. Tat amra phalam.
Amra phalam.
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 Tat amra phalam.
I have a doubt. Is it a pa or fa?
It's pa. Pa.
Okay. So pa. Pa. Right?
Mm? Well, there's pa, pa, ba, pa, ma. So, capital P, and then, you know, A, if you were think of it in English.
Okay. Pa. Okay. Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Who wants to do this one?
I also do this one.
Yes, we have.
Tat kim tat vanam.
Kim tat vanam. Okay. Now we're going to move on to strilingam. Strilingam. Okay. In strilingam, we have sa. Sa means she when she's far away. Sa means she when she's far away. Esha or iam means she when she's nearby. Esha or iam means she when she's nearby. So we have sa, esha or iam, and ka. Ka means who for females. Ka means who for females. Just like we had eshaha and iam for pumlingam, etat and idam for navampulingam, we have esha and iam for strilingam. Okay? So, sa, esha or iam, and ka.
G, one doubt.
Yes?
Amrapalam. In amrapalam, last letter, lake upar. On above la, we are having dot. But in vanam, under ma, we are putting ma, this im stroke. Why?
That, the dot on top for amrapalam, that is for my behalf. It should be the line on the bottom. Like I just said before, if it's the end of a sentence, you have the line on the bottom. Or if it's just one single word, like em over here, you can see that I put the line on the bottom. Okay?
Okay.
If the word is in the middle of a sentence.
Oh, middle of the sentence. Oh, yeah. Thinking that in the middle of the sentence, amrapalam, we are putting dot there.
No. If it's in the middle of the sentence and after that word, there is a vowel, then you put the line on the bottom. Okay?
Yes.
And then if it's in the middle of the sentence and there is a consonant, you have the dot on top. The one on amrapalam was a typo. Okay?
Where that consonant is coming in? La is consonant. So, lam.
No. As I'm saying right now, amrapalam, the dot I put for amrapalam, it was a typo. Okay? It should be just the line on bottom.
A typing error.
Type error. Here, yeah. I'll show you. So, amrapalam, it should be written as, I'm just going to write palam, should be written as like this. phalam.
Yes.
I accidentally type this.
In both the ways we can write.
No, both the ways in overall you can write. But. Okay. Right, like, you know, right now it should have been the first one. Here, I'll show you an example of when the end. When to do what? One note. Okay. Amram Asti. Okay. After the in Amram, there's a vowel, a. That's why we have the line on the bottom. But let's say we have Amram Bhavati. Amram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. After that, okay, we have a consonant. That's why there's the dot on top. Okay.
Okay.
One minute. For some reason. Okay. Okay, 1 minute. This screen. Does anyone have any questions about the Eshahasaha and all? And Napumsakalinga words as well?
So I have one question on that.
You do? Okay, what's
so that is all for non-living things?
Napumsakalinga? As we said before, it's not living, non-living in Sanskritam. Syutaha means... Okay, 1 minute. Can everyone mute themselves? Okay. Napumsakalinga. We have Amram. That means mango.
Okay.
And we also have Mitram means friend. Okay? There are a few words that are in Pumlinga, and there are a few words in Strilinga, and there are a few words in Napumsakalinga. Okay?
So we never say Mitraha, is it?
Yeah, no Mitraha, no Mitra or Mitri, nothing like that. Mitram.
Okay.
Mitraha means son, Mitram means friend.
Okay. So the entire meaning is different.
Yes, the entire meaning itself is different.
Okay. And so then we need to know where it belongs then.
Yes. Just because a word is in Pumlinga does not mean it's only for people. Okay, it does not mean it's only for living things.
Okay.
Okay, and I got a question.
One doubt, madam.
Yes.
In Sanskrit, all have linga, all have lingam, all the nouns have lingam.
All words have lingam in Sanskrit.
Oh. All have words. How will we differentiate the napunsakam, strilingam, pullingam?
Okay, so practice. Yes, it's all about practice.
Oh.
But right now, we're just going to, for this level, we're going to think that if the word ends in a visarga, it's a pumlinga word. So if it ends with an aha, it's a pumlinga word. If it ends with e or a, it's a strilinga word. And if it ends with like the like pushpam, it's a napumsakalinga word.
Okay.
Other
than this also, there are some more rules, no? Some more vidis. Vidhi.
Yes, yes.
Nimas. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Dhanyavad.
1 minute. Okay, does anyone have any other questions?
In living things, we can easily find out, but other things and all, this vidhi is followed, this rule is followed, isn't it?
Okay. In living things, yes, like Ramaha or Lata, we can see, but you know, some things like Siutaha, we just have to think if there's a visarga, it's a Pumlinga word, okay? Oh. And onwards.
Okay.
So I had some trouble with the computer. Okay.
Let's I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
In kaha, it means who and what. Whereas ka is only who, is it?
No, ka also means who, what.
Boy, what? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now we're going to move on. Abhyasaha. Okay? Abhyasaha. So, iyam or esha ka. Iyam or esha ka. Iyam lekhani. Esha lekhani. Lekhani means pen. Lekhani means pen. Sa ka. Sa ka. Sa balika. Right? Sa balika. So the first one was lekhani. It ended with an e. This is balika. Ended with an a. Okay? So if the word ends with an e or an a, it's a strilinga word. Okay. Now, Ajit Mahodaya, would you like to do the next few slides?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sa ka sa ankani.
Sa ankani. Ankani.
Ankani.
Ankani. Okay, and ankani means?
Pencil.
Pencil. Good job. Okay.
Sa ka sa ghati.
Sa ghati. Okay, so let's just look at something. Ghataha means pot. Ghati means clock. Okay? One more, Mahodaya.
Sure. Sa ka sa sthalika.
Sa sthalika. Sthalika means?
Plate.
Plate. Good job. Thank you. Thank you, Mahodaya.
Can I do the next one? Can I do the next one?
Okay, Sri.
Can I do it after her?
Okay, yes.
Can I do it after her?
Okay. Okay, you know? First, we'll have Srishti, then we'll see who's going after, okay?
Sa, ka, sa.
Oh, 1 minute, Srishti. Okay, there.
Sa, ka, sa, nadi.
Sa, nadi. And nadi means?
River.
River, yes. sa nadi.
Sa kartari.
Sa ka sa kartari. Kartari means
scissors.
Scissors. Okay, one more.
Esha mapika.
Esha ka esha mapika. Okay.
Yes. Can I go?
Okay, Akuti, you can go.
Sa ka. Sa utpitika.
Utpitika. Utpitika means table.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this.
Esha ka. Esha panchalika.
Panchalika. Panchalika means?
Doll.
Doll, yes. Panchalika. Okay, next.
Esha ka. Esha suchi.
Esha suchi. Suchi is a needle.
Okay.
Needle. Okay.
Can I go?
Okay. Shreya, yes.
Esha ka esha pati.
Patti. Patti.
Patti.
Hey, patti means?
Bandage.
Bandage.
Sa ka sa duravani.
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 Yes. Sa ka sa duravani. What does duravani mean?
Phone.
Phone. Okay. One more.
Okay. Esha ka esha Saraswati.
Saraswati, yes. And I don't know if it's just the audio, but I keep hearing that you're saying ka. It's ka, okay? Ka.
Okay.
Who wants to say this now?
Me.
Who's me?
Rishi.
Rishi. Okay, Rishi.
Sa esha ka esha shaya.
Shaya. Shaya.
Shaya.
What does shaya mean?
Bed.
Bed.
Esha ka esha putri.
Esha putri. Putri means
daughter.
Daughter. Okay. So putraha means son. Putri means daughter. Okay.
Okay. Sa ka sa dvi chakri ka.
Dvi chakri ka. Dvi chakri ka.
Dvi chakri ka.
Dvi chakri ka. Okay? And that means bicycle.
Yeah. Oh, dhanyavad.
Yes, dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Okay.
Can I do this?
Is this Aditi?
Yes.
Okay.
Esha ka Esha nida anika.
Nithanika. Nithanika.
Okay.
Nithanika means shelf.
Shelf, okay.
Yeah.
Sa ka sha sa shikshaka.
Shikshika.
Shikshika.
Okay, now Shikshakaha is a male teacher. Shikshika is a female teacher. Okay.
Sa ka sa churika.
Churika. Churika. Okay. Sa ka sa churika. Okay. Who wants to do the next one?
Can we try?
I will go.
Okay.
Yeah. Chula.
Yandana. Yam. Ka yam samarjani.
Samarjani. Samarjani. Okay.
Samarjani.
Samarjani. Yes. And that means
broom?
Broom, yes.
Okay.
Samarjani.
Samarjani.
Samarjani. Okay. Next.
Yeah. Yam ka yam lata.
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 Yes, lata means creeper.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And one more. Okay. Punaha abhyasaha. Okay, just like before. Okay, same words, same slides, but you can't look at the meanings. Now, Vidya Shankar Mahadeya, do you want to?
Yeah.
After Vidya Shankar Mahadeya, you can do it, okay, Akuti?
No, okay. I have a question. I would like to know the meaning of Punaha.
Punaha, again. Punaha means again.
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 Okay. So, we'll try next.
Yes, you can go after Akuti.
Can I do this one?
Vidya Shankar Mahodaya will do this one, okay?
Yam ka. Yam lekhani.
Lekhani, yes. Lekhani means pen. Lekhani. Okay. Akuti, will you do this one?
Okay. Sa ka. Sa shikshika.
Shikshika, yes. Okay.
Sa ka, sa putri.
This is balika. This picture would be balika for girl. Okay?
Okay.
Sa balika. One more, Akuti.
I don't know what to say for shelf.
Shelf, it's Nithanika. Nithanika.
Esha ka. Esha nidalika.
Nithanika. Here, I'll show you.
Nithanika.
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 Nithanika. Good job. Okay, who wants to go after Akuti? Oh, yeah.
Can I?
Mahodaya.
ಗಟ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲ.
ಸೂಚಿ ಎಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿ ಡು ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಟ್ರೈ ನೌ
ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಯಾ
ಸಾ ಅಂಕನಿ
ಎಸ್
What's knife again?
Churika. Okay. And one more?
Wait, I can't see it.
Can you see it now?
Yeah. Esha ka Esha What's this called again?
This is a creature and it's called Lata.
Lata.
So Esha Lata.
Esha Lata.
Okay. Thank you, Srishti. Rishi, do you want to try it?
Yeah, I want to try.
Okay.
Esha sa ka sa.
Kartari.
Yes. Sa kartari.
Kartari.
ಮಾಪಿಕಾ ವೆಂಕಟರಾಘವನ್ ಮಹೋದಯ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡು ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್
I got the tough one. I didn't remember for the plate.
Sthalika.
Thalika. Sa ka sa thalika.
Thalika.
Here. Thalika.
Sthalika.
Thalika. Sthalika.
Okay. One more, Mahadev.
Again, you have to tell me, you have to help me.
Okay.
Sakha.
Yeah.
Sakha.
Sakha. Utpeethika.
Utpeethika. Can you?
Utpeethika.
Utpeethika. Utpeethika. Okay. Utpeethika.
Okay, thank you. Who wants to do it now?
Utpeethika. Utpeethika.
Can I go next?
Yes.
But
okay.
Esha ka
Esha Patti.
Patti, yes.
Patti. Duravani.
Esha Ka. Nisaka.
Yes.
Sa. Duravani.
Duravani.
Vani.
Duravani.
Vani. एषा शय्या
एषा शय्या एषा शय्या who wants to do this one?
I want to do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
Sridharan.
This one.
Sridharan.
Yes, Sridharan Mahadeya. Yes.
Esha ka. Esha putri.
Putri. And what does putri mean?
Daughter.
Daughter, yes. Esha putri.
Esha putri. Esha ka. Esha broom. What is that? I forgot for broom.
Yes, Samarichani.
Samarichani. Esha Samarichani.
Yes. Okay. Okay. So for today, that's what we're going to do. Let's just review what we learned today. Okay? Let's just review what we learned. Yes, Mahadeya, do you have a question? Sridharan Mahadeya?
No question.
Okay. Now, we learned ayam, eshaha, saha, and kaha. These are all the words for pumlingam, right? Pumlingam.